As you know, I was grievously injured.
Oh, I know.
And I'm ready to tell.
Okay. This is a brave moment for Francis.
Yeah, this is a expose. So you're lucky you're the journalist I've chosen to speak about this with.
I appreciate your trust.
Good. So basically, I was in my car and I had like, do you ever like kind of sit on your leg a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. I was doing that and my leg fell asleep.
Hmm.
And I knew it was asleep, but I didn't know the extent, right? So I turn my car off and I go to get out of my car and I put my weight on my leg like normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I could not feel my foot at all. So I put my weight on my like ankle all wrong. And I felt my foot just like, I went down like so fast.
Like 90 degrees.
Yeah. Like I collapsed. I was like scraping at my car trying to like not fall down. And then the way it felt, I was like, I'll humble myself before you. I was like, no, I can't have a burger now. And I crawled into the car and I was like, ah! I like threw my sunglasses. I'm like, no. And I sat there like.
This was your right foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you put your weight on your left leg, but it was asleep.
No. I put my weight on my sleeping right.
Oh, you got out of your car. I always get out of my car and go left leg first.
Yeah, I did. And then I attempted to put the right leg down and then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then so I sat in the car and I was like, oh my God, no. Oh my God, no. And that went on for quite a while. And then.
And this was.
Friday.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. And then
and you were like out and about places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I sat there and I was like, it's sprained. It's only sprained. It's healed. I'm healed. I did that a few hundred times. And now I'm, should see me. Should see me move. Believe it, sister.
Lither than ever.
But you like couldn't drive.
No, I couldn't put a foot on the gas pedal.
So you were like stuck where you were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Friday. And then you were still there Saturday too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I saw you on maps and I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah, that's why I sent you that.
And then you were like,
"Well,
but I had already seen you on maps, and then you sent me the text. I had already checked where you were because I like checking in on you."
Oh, and then you were like, "Well, I guess I live at this old abandoned Slim Fast factory now."
I wish it was a Slim Fast factory.
I have a question for you, though.
Yes,
a logistical question.
Okay.
Why didn't you have Dennis Uber to where you are and then drive you home?
That's a long Uber.
Longer than staying overnight.
I also didn't
not
tell him because I didn't want, you know, we just like don't want any, I didn't want conversation about it. I didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to like heal myself with the power of positive intention. And that I did.
Yeah. It was a don't ask, don't tell situation.
Yeah. Although interestingly that, so I was at a Motel 6 because they had a first floor room.
Mm-hmm.
And no one, and they would let me come in right away.
Yeah.
And no one, everyone was like, oh, check-ins at like later. I'm like, I'm in mortal pain. So I think it's funny because they called me yesterday and they were like, hi, I'm calling from whatever the place is called. And I'm like, what? Why are you calling me? She's like, was everything okay? I'm like, it's fine. Why are we having this conversation? She's like, would you mind leaving us like a 5-star review? And I'm like, go away. People go there because they have to.
But to be fair, you needed them and they were there for you in your time of need.
TV didn't work.
Oh, it didn't?
The remote didn't work.
Oh,
all I could do is turn on and look at the TV guide. They want that in the review?
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
Especially when you, it's not like you can get up and manually change the channels.
Yeah. I mean, the check-in guy was actually really cute though. A fat ass.
Oh. Is that good or bad?
That's great.
Leave that in the review.
Yeah.
I will.
TV didn't work.
Yeah. Let me check in early. Nice fat
just
ass.
Send no TV, the checkout guy up to my room. I'll just stare at that fat ass.
Let's get that fat ass back on the map.
The Great Tempe Bake Off. You know what I'm saying? But I'm okay.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad that you're almost back at 100. Mm. I was worried about you.
Thank you so much. I had FOMO.
I know. We missed you. We went out Saturday. And Francis was supposed to join us, but could not, alas, because he was stuck, which I felt bad about.
That's okay.
And right. Why didn't you tell me on Friday? I could have come and got you or something.
I was really embarrassed. What a dumb way to get hurt. That's why I had to use all my powers. I'm like, I can't deal with this.
I think it's dumber just to not have a sleepy leg and then fall over, which I've almost done. So
I mean, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Faux show.
Yeah.
Faux show, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Very Fine Friends, where friends can heal themselves with the power of their mind.
You can do it too.
Yeah. Well, now I know. I have you blazing the trail. Speaking of trailblazing, we just took a very fine friends trip to Chicago.
Yes.
You guys.
Yes. Oh, I loved it.
It was fun, right?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Yeah.
One of my top memories of my whole life.
Wow. That's high praise.
Not for you.
Well, I mean, it was great.
It's definitely one of my top memories of your life for sure.
I didn't quantify it like that, but like people kept asking me like, oh, what was your favorite part? And then I was like, I can't pick a favorite part. Everything that we were doing while we were doing it, I was like, yes,
yeah,
this is where I want to be, except for the Museum of Medieval Torture.
Yeah, that was a hard pass, but the rest of it, as you were in the moment, like
I was like, this was so much fun. This is so much fun.
Yeah. Even though
we kept saying that aloud and strangers were looking at us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got it.
They knew.
Even the rats that I saw running across the street looked like they did not see
in time, thank God.
Oh, I saw them like two nights in a row, but they were having fun too. They were like jovially running.
They were like, yeah.
They were visiting from New York.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. If I ever saw a rat in my house, I would freak out.
Right, yeah.
I would freak out.
Yeah.
But when I lived in New York, you saw them constantly. And it was just like, if you didn't see a rat on the sidewalk or definitely in the subway, they'd roll all over the subway tracks. Then it was like that. Be like, whoa, where are the rats? Are they okay?
Do you think there's rats in small towns trying to get to New York?
Yeah. The big city. There's a little tiny rat bus that gets off at the Port Authority.
Perhaps a taxi of a certain sort.
Yes.
Rat taxi.
Yeah, rat taxi.
Great callback.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is deprecating. Jenna's decoy word is whomever. Francis's secret word is bellman. Francis's decoy word is chronology. Back to the pod.
Well, if there's not a little small town bus that'll take the dreaming rats to New York, maybe we should invent one. Yeah. It's time for the invention of the week. Inventions.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It is. I like at this point me trying to do those transitions and you just like, you were like, all right, yeah, okay.
No, I love
it. I saw
them.
You like nodding and you almost rolled your eyes.
No, that's not true.
It seemed like, yeah.
No.
All right. Okay. Okay.
I love it.
Okay, good.
Giving you no indication that I don't. I was thinking.
You might even say you've invented no indication that you don't.
What do I say to that? I was lost in thought because you were talking about rats on a little bus, like dreaming rats. And then it made me think of a whole rat world.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, like in Howard the Duck, how he's got his own little duck life.
I haven't seen Howard the Duck.
You could probably skip it.
Wait, that's the one with, what's her face from?
Yeah. Leah Thompson.
Yeah. Leah Thompson. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I kept thinking Leah Remini, and I was like, "That's not it."
No,
no.
Howard the Scientologist. No, but I like little worlds where like everything's different.
Yeah,
because I think like what are different things that could happen in it? Kind of like when we looked at the miniatures.
Yes,
like I love imagining other worlds.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
Oh, back to my invention. Back to my invention.
Okay, you're winding up.
Yeah. Do you know how fashion, people love fashion?
Oh, do I ever?
Do you know how you think that there's never going to be a new thing, and then there is. There always is a new thing.
Yeah.
Well, I got a new thing.
You're inventing new fashion?
A new fashion.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the new thing.
Okay.
It is gloves that the fingers come out. They extend. So like you put the glove on and it looks like regular hands, but
keep going. Sorry.
You in the glove, you push the end of the glove and the finger extends, and it could be any and all fingers at once. So if you need to push a button that's far away, you can make your finger longer. If you have a question in class that no one's paying attention, your hands can get long. You know?
Yeah. I like that this is classified as fashion and not function.
It's both. That's the which is the best hallmark of fashion.
Yeah.
What can it do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just think this is great because obviously you can get the gloves to look like anything you want. Any color, material.
Rocco's Modern Life.
Yep.
It's interesting you should say that, Joe, because yes. But I just thought this came to me while I was on an elevator.
The back of an elevator, perhaps? You're like, I don't want to step forward.
Well, because sometimes people are button. In the way and yeah. you're going to be like, oh, six, you know, ten, please. It's like, or I put my finger out and I do it myself.
That would be
and
so weird.
And I might
weird
even accidentally poke you.
If you're just like, well, yes, definitely this will, again, this will be utilized by pervs. Pervs.
They're part of our world. I can't invent around them.
I know you can't. I'm not blaming you for the pervs. I'm just, sadly, that's, that's just the first thing I think of is how are pervs going to misuse this? That would be really funny if I was on an elevator and all of a sudden there's just like a finger extending past me to press the button.
Yeah. I just think that'd be, it's fun. It's easy to produce. I know people would like it.
How quickly do they retract? I'm still thinking about the pervs because if it quickly retracts, someone could inappropriately poke you and then quickly retract and you wouldn't know who it was.
It's not a controlled return, so it's not too fast or too slow. You don't want it too fast because you don't want to jam your finger.
Mm, you know? That's true. Good thinking.
Yeah. Well, the boys in R&D.
Well, that was them?
Yeah.
Good job, boys.
Yeah.
A little something extra in your paycheck this week.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah. This I don't know why I feel like this is primarily for elevators. You know, it's like maybe we could bring back old world Hollywood.
I'm picturing them as like to the elbows.
Yes,
like,
I was too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know why that was my thought, but it didn't even. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And the longer it is, because we can have extra finger in the casing, so it can go even longer.
Oh, okay. So yeah, what is the finger material? Because it needs to be something strong enough so that you can push.
Yeah.
But it can't go like too long because like, or it needs to be sturdy, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, but then once it's long, can you like retract them? Can you move them like fingers?
No, because no.
No?
No. They're kind of like, I'm the wooden boy.
Okay.
But you love it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Who wouldn't want this? So elevators, could we also have like, have you ever seen those like forks, like the really long forks, like where it's like an extendable fork? It's kind of like a prank. So you can like,
take a bite of someone's food,
like from across the table.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of in a way, I guess. Not really though.
Can we, attach different things to the end of the
the initial product is just the springboard.
Okay,
like perhaps we can do anything.
If you can dream it, we can do it.
Tiny icicles with which to cut through cloth.
Tiny icicles?
Like finger shark toes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why that didn't occur to me immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can integrate it with our other inventions.
And people will probably...
Steve, Tony, Carmichael, Bartholomew, the boys down in R&D, they'll take care of it.
Yeah. Don't ask me to repeat those names, though, because I've already forgotten them.
It's okay. So, cool. I'm also picturing it like kind of a silky material.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And people would just be wearing this all the time?
Yes.
For whenever you need it.
It's once a generation, a product happens that changes the way consumers consume.
It's going to be like a watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't have it, you're catching side eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And then it also serves to keep your hands clean.
Maybe. Oh, yeah.
It's the iPhone of handwear, really.
We are going to get legal clearance to use that officially.
Yeah.
It's the G1. The Android G1. That was actually technically before the iPhone. Pretty sure.
I believe you. You're wrong about nothing.
They came out pretty close to each other, but that was the first.
I'm gay. No, I'm gay. Hey, I can feel your breath on my neck.
Yep, they came out close to each other. Yep. Proximity. Good gay pun.
Thank you. Came to me in a dream. Came out to me.
In yeah. A dream.
Shoo, okay.
What are some other scenarios that we would want to extend our fingers?
Hailing a cab.
Hmm. Oh, also, if you're really pissed, you could keep all your fingers the same
normal,
length
but
and
not
then
the
just
one.
The middle one. How do you trigger it? How do you...
So inside the glove. So you know how there's like little on-off switches, like the tiny square type ones? This is... It will be polished. I'm just trying to give you a visual. So you put your hand in the glove and your fingers, you can feel where the switch is, right? And you move it.
Mm.
So you activate it. And then when you want it to come back, you turn it off.
Mm. It would be cool if we could get like Segway technology in there where it just kind of intuits what your fingers want to do. So if you just like slightly like do this and then retract.
Maybe we could do it like haptically. So like you could like shimmy a finger and then it activates it. Like one, you know?
Again, I'm thinking the perv community. yeah. Yeah, we'll figure out how to do it. It'll be intuitive.
It also can be, you could be vocal coded.
Yeah. Then that would actually stop the perv community because then you were saying earlier, like, what if someone pokes you real quick and then
go index
it?
Finger. Yeah. I heard that.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. In what scenario would you want to have all of your fingers go bigger as opposed to just like a couple of them or one or two?
When you really need to get someone's attention, it could be an SOS situation.
Oh, okay. Good point.
You could be needing to hold a bunch of stuff.
Good point. That could be a name.
What?
Good point. Could be a
name. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Write it down. Sorry,
hold a bunch of stuff.
Sorry, I rarely ever have a name idea. I had to make sure that one didn't go by. Keep going.
What more could be said? I just think
if your SOS situation,
or if you need to put hold a bunch of stuff, or if you're a bird lover and you want them to land on you,
but you want them to land on you, but they're still not quite sure about you, so they got to be several feet away.
Yeah.
What do you think the maximum length that this is extending?
24 inches.
That's it?
That's a lot.
That's 2 feet per finger.
Yeah. Keep in mind, this mechanism has to be housed in the glove.
I know.
It's like, yeah. Out to here. It's out a long way.
That's a lot. Reminder, this is an elevator-based invention.
That's true. So it probably won't work as well in service elevators because they're bigger. Because if you're farther back in the service elevator,
you'd step up a little.
What if you're pinned behind a couch because you're moving it and you're like, I can't reach. Oh no, if only it was 3 feet.
I don't know. That didn't come up in testing.
Okay. I guess 2 extra feet of fingers is probably enough.
She came around.
Yeah.
It's a real doink.
That's another name. 2 feet of fingers.
2 feet of fingers?
2 foot, two finger foot. No. No.
$5 foot long.
Yeah, and they're going to be strong, so they can hold their own weight.
Yeah.
And then obviously strong enough to press something and not collapse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trust the science.
Thank you. I will. Great. Should we, do you want to role play a scenario in which these might be useful?
Yeah, of course. I need the audience to understand how great they are.
Okay. All right. We'll be in an elevator.
Oh, good. You took it to heart.
Yeah. Ding. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no problem. Hi.
Hi.
Nice day, huh?
Mm, gorgeous day. Oh, too bad we have to be in this elevator. I would rather be outside right now.
I know. I broke all my fingers recently, so I can't push the button for you.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hey. I'm just, I'm sorry. Hey. I'm wait. Sorry. Hey, even though I'm an arm's length, but 2 feet also, in addition to that, away from you.
Yeah.
Here, come here. What I'm going to comfort you. Stop crying. Here, come into my giant fingers. Here, I'm stroking your face so you don't have to cry anymore.
Your fingers are going beyond my head.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Because I want to cradle your head
with
my giant fingers.
This is crazy.
No. But also, don't I look amazing?
You do. 4, please.
Ding.
Oh, wow.
I'm also going to 4. So when we get there, I can carry you out.
Oh my God.
Keep holding your head. Shh.
Oh my God.
It's okay.
It's okay now.
Go to sleep.
Oh yes, I've been fingered.
Shh. It's good. It's going to be okay.
Bing.
Here we are, floor 4. Okay. We both get out. Oh. Oh, are you scared? Come with me. Hold my long fingers. Oh. I'll take you wherever we need to go.
Oh my God, this is great.
Oh. Well, you're getting closer to me.
Oh.
It's because I'm retracting my fingers.
Oh, what's happening?
I want to be closer to you.
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Keep holding my fingers. Keep holding.
They're going away.
Oh, no, they're not going away.
It's gone. And we're holding hands now. You tricked me.
They're just going in me.
You're baby trapping me.
Shh.
All right. I'll have your baby.
Well,
huh.
That ended well.
Yeah.
I could see. Oh, that had multiple applications in one.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think it would lead to love. But it did.
And a baby. First comes love, then comes 2 feet of fingers, then comes the baby of the baby carriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should do that in a song.
So, listeners, we got you. If you're alone out there, if you're alone listening to this, in a warm bubble bath, thinking, when is Mr. or Miss Wright going to come along?
We got you.
We got you. Strap on your good points.
Is that, Joe, what do you got?
I kind of like 2 feet of fingers better.
I
like how the one name I come up with, you're like, this is the best we can do.
Or like Pinky Promise, or like Hansy Hotel. I know elevators can be everywhere, but I always picture this at a hotel. Bye-bye, Bellman. Because now you're doing it alone. Great. Now the union's going to be up our ass.
Oh, whatever. Hansy Hotel. Okay, that was the other one. Okay.
Joe?
I'm sticking by 2 feet of fingers.
2 feet of fingers?
But I think the other ones are good.
Okay.
I like them all.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. I think
we all did a good job.
Yeah.
Palm.
Greeter. Palm.
Palm greeter.
Daddy long fingers.
Oh, write that down too. And palm greeter. Don't forget it.
We kept going back to palm reader.
Palm greeter.
Greeter, sorry.
Daddy Longfingers?
Mommy Longfingers?
Mama.
That's the baby that we just had.
Wow. Time will go so fast.
Wow.
Mwah! Thank you, baby. Okay, another successful one. God, cool. We are rich.
Thank God for that.
Mm.
It's about time.
Yep.
Go to veryfinefriends.com. Pick up your Pansy Hotel, your palm greeter, your bye-bye bellman.
Okay, I like that because of the alliteration.
I know.
Yeah.
And then we could, like bye-bye birdie.
Oh, maybe that's subconsciously where it came from.
I'm gonna miss you so.
Okay, great.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. That wraps up the invention of the week. Okay. Well, Strap on your pinky promise. It's time for our next segment. Your mother and I, ...
Kids, your mother and I are going to kill you.
All right.
All right. What about it?
Well, I think there's just no way to break this. It was just the only way out is through, Francis.
Mm.
Gotta rip off that Band-Aid.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Joe,
what? Honey. What?
Honey, could you come in here real quick?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey. Your father and I have something to tell you.
What? No.
Just tell him.
You've never spoken to me in all these years, I assume, because you were so in love.
I remember love.
Okay. All right, Gerald. Can you just... We're just trying to do this thing.
Yes, Nadine. I can just...
Okay. All right. Fine. Gerald and I, your father, we have some news. And I don't want you to get upset, buddy. Okay? But we're getting a divorce.
Divorce? I've never heard that word before.
It means he's still going to be your dad. And I'm going to still be your mom. But we're just not going to be your dad and your mom in the same place.
The family's anymore. Breaking up. Son.
Yes.
What?
And I'll give you one guess as to why.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's you.
Wait, what? We both agreed so quickly.
Well, because it was...
the one thing we've agreed on the last...
It's pretty obvious, hon.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do you think the fact that you agree that you're leaving because of me, maybe that means you could stay together?
That's too tenuous a threat, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you'll still be there.
I know. So legally, one of us has to hang on to you.
What if... Can we arrange a custody situation? We're
trying to arrange a full-time... I'm trying to make sure your father gets full custody.
And I'm insisting on rock, paper, scissors, best 2 out of 3.
No, okay. But yeah, I'm sorry, Gerald, that... We can't do it that way.
Why not?
Because you know I always shoot with scissors first. That's an unfair advantage.
Nadine, you had the thing.
Yes,
that's
I know.
That's true. I did come out of you, Nadine.
Such a gross thing to say at this moment. Don't call me Nadine.
I'm sorry. I'm very confused about the no more mommy and daddy thing.
I told your mother that when we got married, I said... The only thing that matters to me is that nothing ever changes. And she said it won't.
I did say that.
And then it did. And you were the change. Now, you get priority. I hate that.
But you can't spell challenge without change, Papa.
Hold on.
He's fact-checking you.
That checks out.
See... This is another reason why I don't want to be with you, Gerald. That you had to write that down to know whether or not that was true. I don't think I can be with a man who can't quickly see the letters C-H-A-N-G.
Don't make this your idea. I wanted to end it.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe, did you ever think that having this little piece of shit was my passive-aggressive way of ending the marriage?
Yes, I did, actually. I thought about that numerous times.
Yeah, so
you
maybe...
You could have had a smart one.
Yeah, I well, I that's what? On you, Mr. Challenge Change.
English is my second language.
No, it's not. You can't just say that because you cooed and baby noised first. Baby noises is not a language.
I did that too.
Shut up. Your father and I are in the middle of something.
We are. And how dare you deny my French heritage?
You're not French. You're Canadian. And you're not even from Quebec.
Bleh.
No. Uh-uh.
Oui.
Don't you dare say beef in a weird way.
Beef?
No. God damn it, Gerald.
I turned American for you, Nadine.
Okay. All right. Well, you did a bad job. You still say a boot.
What I'm talking about, one of my pointed shoes. You wouldn't even let me raise our son, French Canadian. That's why I don't like him.
You're from Saskatchewan. You're not from Quebec. You're not French Canadian. You don't...
All my favorite shows are from French Canada. You know that.
Yeah, you keep saying that you're part of the Quebecois. And I'm like, no, you're not. Just being in the same country does not mean that you're from the same place.
Je m'appelle Gerald.
I can't... We're not having the Canada fight again.
Okay, fine. I already burned my passport in effigy. Regretting that right about now.
That's right. You can't get back into Canada.
Yeah, I'm stuck here.
So you guys are saying...
Oh my God, you're still here.
You're getting divorced because of Canada, not because of me.
No, it's you.
It's you.
It's you,
your middle
for
name
sure.
Is Canada. She did let me do that.
The Canada thing just exacerbates. It's like the embers of the fire are you. And then the Canada thing is just like a wind that like blows. And
yeah, and mostly it's your hobbies. Your time-taking hobbies. That takes away from my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Your goddamn hobbies.
What, you mean like my stamp collecting?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Who, what 19-year-old stamp collects?
And won't even let his father take one for an emergency letter that had to get out.
No, I know. I'm the youngest collector in the nation.
Yeah, by like 37 years. Oh, do you need to write down to do the math on that one, Gerald?
I'm doing it in my head.
It's 56. It's
56. I did it in my head.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah. You're stamp collecting?
I burned them.
What?
I burned them ahead of this conversation. Yes. They're aflame. They're aflame and they're full of soot.
Soot? And there's... What a boot. Oh,
you
out.
Slipped. The Canadian slipped.
I'm sorry. It's who I am.
They're full of soot.
And you know what else we hate about you?
What? Yeah.
We hate...
There's more?
Yes.
There's a lot more. We hate that you want to be around us for dinner all the time.
Yeah.
Can't I have dinner with my wife?
Just one freaking time. We'd like to split a Cornish game hen and not have you there.
But that's when I ask you two about your day.
Yeah, and we hate that, by the way.
Yeah, we used to have a nice, naked husband and wife dinner.
Where we didn't talk at all.
What?
Yes, before you came along. Now I'm clothed.
Yeah. I insisted upon it once you came. It's another passive-aggressive thing I did. That was a change.
Oh, you didn't need to tell me.
Wait.
Hmm?
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 Wait, was that an insult?
Yeah. It was.
You suddenly wanted me clothed, didn't you?
Hmm. That's how you got there.
God damn it.
Look, I don't want to hurt my own case here, but I'm realizing, well, as you said before, I'm 19 years old, so it's not like you guys have a legal obligation
that's
to
another
take care
thing
of me.
That really pisses
me
off.
Why are you still here?
Well, no, you went to the courts and legally, you went to Congress and you said, I'd like to change the legal age where parents still responsible for their children to be 56.
56, yes.
And you got it passed.
And you got it passed.
I did.
They call it Joe's Law.
I'm very influential in front of a group of people.
Yeah.
Except this group, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole country hates you, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
They all hate that
not
you did
56
that.
56-year-olds.
Well, no, 56-year-olds are just getting their freedom. They're finally out of the house. They're finally running around, doing whatever they want.
We could have loved you.
There was a slim chance that we could have been fine with you.
Do you think it's because you don't love you?
No, I love me.
Yeah, I love me.
Does I'm Nadine great. Love Nadine? Does Gerald love Gerald?
It's weird when you say it.
Yeah. Yes, Nadine loves Nadine.
Yeah, and sure, I'll admit it.
But does... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say at one point, Gerald loved Nadine.
I was going to ask, actually, what's the story between Gerald and Nadine?
Well...
That's
the story now, but when we did love each other, it was a different story.
I think he's asking about the chronology of it.
The timeline?
Yeah.
Yes. Gerald, tell me, how did you meet my mother, Nadine?
It was a French-Canadian night.
In Detroit.
Yes, she remembers it well. I had just finished smoking a long cigarette and putting a baguette away like a sword. She saw me from across the parking lot.
He was talking to a young grocery cart employee, the guy that collects the grocery cart. And he kept saying, it's actually whomever. It's whomever, not whoever. And I just thought his command of the English language was really impressive.
You never told me that.
Oh, yeah. The way you did that, the way you condescended to that young man, going, whomever.
Remember when he said there's no I in team? And I said, hold on. Let me check.
Give me a minute.
Yeah.
And give me a minute.
He's right.
Yep.
And a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yep.
Then we got him fired.
Yeah, that's right.
Then we made love in the hatchback.
Yep.
Whosever's that was.
Thank God they left it open.
Yeah.
It was magical, actually.
It really was magical.
We're just on the high of getting a poor minimum wage worker fired.
Ah, yes. And then your wig slipped off during lovemaking, and I found out I love bald women.
Wait, Nadine, you're bald?
Shut up, Joe. We're in the middle of something.
We're reminiscing.
Yeah, that's right. You think your hair's real? You got that from me.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Turns out I don't like bald sons.
Well, do you think that you could put your differences aside and just disregard whoever gets in the way of
whomever
your love?
Have you learned nothing from this reverie?
Reverie?
Mon cher. I was just thinking about that night. That French-Canadian night.
The way you took a head of cabbage and put it behind my head as a pillow.
And then it came up a little bit and it looked like Dracula's haircut. And we laughed.
Yeah.
And we laughed.
And then after you found out my wig slipped, and then you put the wig on the head of cabbage, and we laughed even more.
And we bought a cabbage every week and wigged it. We wigged our cabbage.
We wigged it so good.
Oh my God.
Every week a different wig.
And then we moved on to other vegetables.
Yeah. Potato didn't work so well, but it was worth a shot.
It was worth a shot.
I don't know. Gerald, were we too fast?
I think we've been too fast. I want another shot.
I want another shot,
I want to make it work.
I do, too. There's only one thing we can do.
Kill him.
We have to kill him.
This was all because of me. Wow. All
right, come here, you little asshole.
That's a nice love story.
Yeah, that was really nice. That was really sweet. I'm glad they got back together.
We should go to French Canada sometime.
Yeah.
I love that the thing that drove them apart was actually what brought them together.
Isn't that always how it goes?
I know. Mm. It was like a Nora Ephron movie.
Yeah.
It's pronounced Zac Efron.
And she's amazing.
It's pronounced Nora Zach.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. that wraps up Your Mother and I.
Kids, your father and I have decided to let you live for at least another year.
Well, now that love is in the air, should we move on to our final segment?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. The final segment, the big question.
The question is very big.
Jenna, do you have a big question?
No. Do you?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Okay. My big question is... My big question is, how would you, and I'm going to leave this as wide open as possible.
Okay.
So you can really tackle it any way you want. And so you don't need to ask me anything like, what about this? What about this? Whatever you want to do. This is your pony. You ride it any way you want.
All right.
If I said you have to drive someone insane. Over any period of time, using any method, how would you do it?
Is this similar to the what we did a few weeks ago?
What was that?
Where we, it's like, how would you psychologically torture someone?
Is this?
It's a little. I think it's a little similar.
Oh, okay.
Well, I had the same thought for both, which was immediately something with adjusting the height of the shoes day by day.
Hmm.
Okay, give me a second. I'm doing a backup question.
Set.
My backup question is... This does get hard sometimes.
I know it does. I apologize for making you do the heavy lifting.
No. The heaven lifting?
The heaven lifting, yeah.
Look, I got heaven up here.
You got heaven on your shoulders.
I'm going to say... Okay, quick pivot.
Okay.
How would you turn a good person evil?
Ooh.
And clip out all the earlier shit. So it looks like it's my real question.
What a great, great first question. First big question of the day. You nailed it right out of the gate.
Yeah. First thought, best thought.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you didn't question yourself.
Thank you. I don't do that.
Yeah.
This is why you do all the heaven lifting around here.
Amen. Look, I got heaven up here.
You got heaven on his shoulder.
Ooh, that's new.
Okay, if I had to make a good person evil, I would, all right, let's see, what kind of a person would I want to, like the real do-goody types that are like always doing charity work and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, like they're always volunteering places, whatever. The annoying kind that rub it in your face and are not like, I want to turn one of those people evil.
Yeah. Vegan.
Yeah. Sure.
Then you can make meat out of animal products. It'd be fun.
Yeah. That would be fun. Tell them later. That's how I'd, that's how I'd make them go insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too bad that wasn't a big question.
Maybe that would be my first idea next week.
All right. So I would start also volunteering at whatever places, whatever. I pick my target. I'm going to say my target, her name is Lily.
That bitch. I hate her already.
I know.
Oh, beautiful white flower. You're not all white.
Well, whatever. I'm picturing white lilies like the kind you send in death. Oh. Okay. So we'd be at the food bank, whatever, both doing stuff, right? And I'd be like, wow, you're such a good person. You're so great. Like, you're really inspiring me. Like, I want to, like, follow your regimen and shit. And she'd, of course, would be very self-deprecating. She's like, oh, no, no, no. This is like the least I can do. I'm just kind of trying to give back, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like I got so much from the world. And I'd be like, oh, okay. All right, Lily. You're really, really teaching me something. And I pretend like she's inspiring me. Like, it's like a mentorship, whatever. So I, let's say, I'd start setting up scenarios where, so like she's at a food bank, right? And we're doing food banky things. I would set it up so that like whatever she did actually causes like a lot of damage.
Oh.
Yeah. So, for example, if she brings, a bunch of cans of creamed corn or whatever to donate, and then she puts them in all these different bags, I would inject the cans of creamed corn with some kind of something that gives people food poisoning, right?
Maybe a paralytic.
Ooh, even better, a paralytic. So then you'd have whole needy families that are paralyzed, and they would trace it back. To like they'd be, because obviously this would be like an outbreak. You'd be like, how did this happen? And they'd trace it back and they'd be like, came from the corn. And then she'd be like, that was my corn. I did that. I did that. And I'd be like, Lily, you can't blame yourself. This was an act of God situation, right? This was not your fault, okay? You don't give up on trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Right. And then she would be like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And then the next day we'd be volunteering at a no kill shelter because she does that too.
Oh my God.
Don't worry. I'm not going to kill the animals.
She is.
Lily is. Then she'd find a bunch of poor animals that were otherwise going to be put down if they went to a different shelter. She'd find them homes, right? But then in this scenario, I have my own printing press and my own paper that's been in regular circulation for years. So she's aware of this paper, and it's like a local community paper. So she's aware of it. She doesn't know I run it, and it's all been part of my elaborate plot to like put things. And then, but what she also doesn't know is I'm going to hire actors like all one day. Like she was like, today was my best day ever. I found 7 new dogs' homes. And, then I'm going to have stories over like the next few days of like local pedophile and caught. And it's going to be a picture of like somebody that when he's got the dog, and then she's like, I can't believe that dog went to some more, but like serial killer caught. And it's like a picture with the dog. So then she's like, oh my God, are my instincts off? I thought they were all good people. And then I'd be like, you thought they were good people? You couldn't tell that they were bad people? Okay. Well, I'm sure that doesn't mean you're evil. Just because you saw these people and you thought they were good people, and then they ended up being like the most evil people in our town.
It's not like you saw yourself in them.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'd set up another fake charity so that she goes to volunteer at. And this is a charity that gives orphans nose jobs because they need them. Not,
yeah, they're trying to get a doctor.
Not cosmetic.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, No, not because they need them because they got big old honkers. No, because like they have septum problems or whatever. Like
I'm with you now.
Yeah. So
I liked it both ways.
Yeah, either way. Or they just need to look a little better for the window shoppers out there.
Yeah. Non-elective orphan rhinoplasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That's a pretty common type of charity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's going to start volunteering. And this is the one charity I don't volunteer at. She doesn't know that this is a charity that I've set up. It's a fake charity. And then one day she's going to be there and there's going to be a raid by the cops. They're going to be like, everybody, we found you. You're mutilating kids. And then she's going to be like, this is a charity. Be like, this is not a charity. This is an underground mutilation ring.
And you're a part of it.
And then she's going to come to me and she's going to be like, what? This was a charity. And I'm going to be like, that wasn't a charity. What are you talking? And then I'm going to be like, that's so clearly not a charity. It's in an abandoned warehouse.
You expect me to believe you didn't know that?
You knew. Like, you can't just call this a charity and cover it up for your crimes. And then she's going to, like, sorry, be like, you have to seriously, first, you paralyze a whole bunch of people. Then you give those poor dogs away to the most evil people in our town. And because you think they're good people, you vetted them. And then now. And then now you're just mutilating children and you're calling it charity. It's not charity. And then she's going to go insane from this. But then like be like, I think you need to lean into who you really are. Lily, I think you need to lean into who you really are. You are not a good person. You are not a good person.
Maybe you'll be happier if you stop pretending like you are.
Yes. Be your authentic self. And then when she's in prison, she'll shank somebody and it'll feel pretty good.
Yeah. I imagine it's like a gateway crime.
Shanking?
Yeah.
Well, she, as far as she's concerned, it's not even a gateway. That's actually probably the lesser of her crimes.
Yeah, I like how in your story, she gives the dogs to pedophiles, but that means that the dogs are safe. Love that.
That's yes, I told idea. You.
Yeah.
And also serial killers, they're not killing the dog. This was just a way to show that her moral radar was off.
Right, yeah.
Because, you know, you can't just, like, give these animals to anybody.
Right. Okay, I think you worked out a viable solution.
How would you do it?
Make a good person evil?
Yeah.
Well, you had a really good, great idea. So I'm just going to go for a fast, easy way. And that means I'm just going to have to start taking away the things that they love.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
So the love of their life, gone. Yeah.
What do you do? Do you steal them or kill them?
Have you seen John Wick?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that movie with Jodie Foster on the subway?
John Wick.
Jodie Wick.
John Wick? Or Jodie Foster on the subway?
I think her husband or her fiance maybe they're not on the subway. He gets killed and then they steal her dog. And like, I don't know if they beat her up, but it feels right for this conversation. And then, she becomes like a vigilante.
Oh, this does not sound familiar to me.
Mm. Yeah. So basically you start picking off the things that they hold dear.
Okay.
Okay. And, then they go to someone for help, like the city or the commissioner or whatever. And
it's called The Brave One, released in 2007.
Oh, It's always nice to know you didn't hallucinate something.
No. Yeah. It's basically how you described it. Yeah.
How about that?
Nice.
So anyway, no one helps her.
Well, what is the commissioner going to do? Nothing.
He campaigned on helping people.
Oh, he did? Well, you get into bureaucracy and you realize nothing really can be done.
Well, yeah, that she does. And that's when she gets pissed, right? And then every single place she goes, the cops don't help. Sorry, there's no leads. Sorry. And then slowly she realizes that all of these institutions that were meant to help, they don't help at all. And then she decides that nothing matters, right? And I'm her sidekick at this point, right? I have been for a while, feeding her little lines here and there.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, I'm with you. And so like, I'm like, you know, I'm giving her the tools that she needs to slowly become, like, I'm not trying to like pull her back at all.
Yeah.
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 So what do you think?
I think that would work.
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh no. What have you done to...
Everything you hold dear?
Yeah.
You'll see.
Okay. Well, I look forward to this journey.
Thank you.
We did it. We just tuned two good people evil.
Maybe the same person.
Oh man, we did double duty on Lily.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lily, you get double teamed.
Sorry, girl. Oh, girl.
Well, that answers the big question.
The big question.
All right. One final bit of business, which is secret words. I'm telling you right now, I don't think I have it. I wrote down very few things.
I wrote down a lot.
Okay. All right. I'll go first then.
Okay.
And several of these words that I wrote down, by the way, I said. So if they are, if I'm right, I'm still kind of wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Wooden?
No.
Okay. You were just so pleased when you said it. You're a little wooden boy. But you laughed like a little extra hard. Like I thought, no. Okay.
Now you know what makes me laugh.
That was funny. Bellman?
That's my word.
It is? And yeah. I said it. Yeah. I said it multiple times.
I think maybe just twice.
I know. I think you only said it once.
Well, regardless.
Oh, no. You said it twice. Yeah.
Damn, you got it? I thought I was extra smooth with that one.
Well, I said it multiple times, I think. I think I said it twice. So that negates the 2 points that I get. But well, I'm going to guess my other words.
You still guess it, though. That's great.
For your, yeah, I do feel good about that. I'm going to guess these other words just in case it's your decoy.
Okay.
Chronology?
That's it.
Oh, yay! My other words were reverie, pony, and commissioner. So
those all go together.
I know.
I felt really confident saying chronology because I thought I'd slipped in Bellman. So I wasn't worried about it at all.
Yeah.
No.
Good for you.
I realized after I said Bellman, I was like, I should write that down as a possibility. Well, no. Well, good for you for getting me to say it twice.
Whatever. All right. Let's see what's up.
Okay.
Pedophile?
No. I just like saying that word.
Lily?
Nope.
Plot?
Nope.
Now I'm like challenge, but I wrote that down as part of the bit.
I was wondering if you were going to do that.
That's funny. Raid?
Nope.
Orphans?
Nope.
Orphan?
No.
Deprecating?
That's my word.
Yes!
I can't believe you got that because really? Self-deprecating is such a, like, that is a common phrase.
Wow.
Dang it.
If I had said self-deprecating, would I have gotten it?
Well, you would have said the word deprecating.
I was thinking about that because when you said self-deprecating, that's self-deprecating, which is technically one word.
Well, he still guessed it as one single word.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean, Francis still guessed it correctly, so we don't have this situation. But I was almost like, am I going to be a stickler here and say that didn't count as you saying it?
But no, I think it counts.
I mean, if he guessed it, it counts as me saying it.
Well, I think even with a hyphen, I would accept it.
All right. Bye.
Yay.
I was prepared to give you more points, Francis.
Thank you. I'm just trying to be fair. Your sister. All right. I guess I'll get some decoys.
Okay.
I'm going to have a few. Integrate?
No.
Silky?
No.
Mutilation?
No. I like those back to back, though.
Silky mutilation. Yeah. Underground?
Nope.
That's all I have written down. I guess that's it.
It was whomever.
Fuck off. Are you serious? Yeah. That's so funny. I love that. That's good.
Yeah.
I
think
Jenna's net won this round.
No, because he guessed my word. So he got
you. You also guessed his word.
But I said no, because my guessing his word was negated by me saying his word twice.
Oh, right.
So he's plus one, I
Ooh.
Think.
Yeah, no, you are.
Which means you are farther in the lead now, because as of last episode,
you
were 1.5 points in the lead, and now you're 2.5, I think. Assuming I said Bellman twice.
Yeah, maybe.
If I only said it once, then we'll see. But basically, you're still in the lead.
It's either zero or you got a point.
Okay, wow.
I'm pretty sure you said it twice, though.
I think I did, too.
Yeah, because I think you repeated it when I said it, and yeah. I think when you went through the list,
when you went through the list of names, you said it again. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I refrained from saying it a third time.
Because you had the thought.
Yes, because I had the thought.
Well, is that what made you think it's because you were saying it? Like, because that's what I do. Sometimes I'll hear myself saying something you said, and I'm like, oh no. I did it at the end. I can't remember what the word was, but I was like, shit.
Yeah. I think it occurred to me after the fact that you were like, I think of this as a hotel thing. And then you said, bye bye, Bellman. I think you were, it was like, oh, you were kind of
too thick.
You were trying to force in.
Yeah.
Hotel.
I was trying to force the Bellman in.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Well, congratulations, Francis.
Hey, thanks.
And I guess I'll try and catch up next week.
You'll get there.
Thanks.